Why meditate on Christ's passion? Ah, sisters, because you are not merely to imitate Christ during his, childhood, manhood, or his public ministry. You have to imitate Christ in his passion. And we better learn all we can about the cross. Either we know all we can learn about the cross and then embrace the cross, or we repeat what I said before, we won't even persevere in the religious life. I know too many ex-religious, including ex-missionaries of charity, who meditate on the passion to learn to love the cross. What's the fourth part of the spiritual exercises? Christ's resurrection and his risen life, just 40 days from his resurrection to his ascension. What's the value of meditating on Christ's resurrection? Because, sisters, all of us, every one of us, may become a corpse. We all become cadavers. My dear future corpses, good evening. Good evening. How are you? We better look forward to our resurrection from the dead. Otherwise, our lives on earth will be, as they are for millions, meaningless. So much for the what of the retreat. Now the why. Why make a retreat? Because we all need one. We need a retreat. Now, living with our fellow religious, we know that other members of the community need a retreat. The secret is to realize that I need a retreat. Christ himself, as we know, began his public ministry by fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. That was his retreat. A 40-day retreat. Christ did not need a retreat, but he made the retreat to teach us. Then, after his resurrection, and before the ascension, he told his disciples to go away, spend, they didn't know how long, in prayer. The first novena from Ascension Thursday to Pentecost Sunday. 7 plus 2 is 9. In other words, we need a retreat. We ask you the question, why? Because we need to know how desperately, and I use that adverb deliberately, how desperately we need God's help. Light for the mind, strength for the will. Why do we need a retreat? Because we need grace from God. Grace, I repeat, first for the mind. The most fundamental grace of the spiritual life is light for the mind. We call that supernatural illumination. We need light. We need to see. See what? See what is God's will for me in the for you years to come. But why make a retreat? Because we need strength. And let me tell you, religious life has never been easy. And hear it. You don't have to spend 30, 40, or 50 years in a religious community to become a saint. In the Society of Jesus, we have 3 very young saints. Saint Aloysius, 18 years old. Saint Stanislaus, 18 years old. Saint Aloysius, and Saint John Berkman's in their mid-20s. And I think I should quote St. John Berkman's. He was 24 years old, dying, but still conscious. His fellow Jesuits asked him, John, before you die, could you tell us what you found your heaviest cross in religious life? The dying saint said, my heaviest cross was living with my fellow religious. Sisters, living with, well, other people. And I have to say it. And living with other people, and they're all religious women.